Unit 10.
Sad but beautiful. Last night, one of my Chinese friends took me to a Chinese folk music concert. The piece, which was played on the erhu, especially moved me. The music had a sense of sadness and pain, but it was also strangely beautiful. Under the bitterness, I sensed his deep love for life. The piece had a simple name,
二泉映月,
moon reflected on second spring, but it was one of the most moving pieces of music that I had ever heard. The erhu was so expressive that I almost cried along with it as I listened. Later, I looked up the history of
二泉映月,
and I began to understand the passion in the music. The music was written by A Bing, a folk musician who was born in the city of Wuxi in 1893. His mother died when he was very young. A Bing's father taught him to play many musical instruments, such as the drums, 笛子, and 二胡, and by age 17, A Bing was well known for his musical ability. However, after his father died, A Bing's life grew worse. He became very poor. Not only that, he developed a serious illness and became blind. For several years, he had no home. He lived on the streets and played music to make money. He lived on the streets and played music to make money. Even after A Bing got married and had a home again, he continued to sing and play on the streets. He performed in this way for many years. A Bing's amazing musical skills made him very popular during his lifetime. By the end of his life, he could play over 600 pieces of music. Many of these were written by A Bing himself. It is a pity that only 6 pieces of music in total were recorded for the future world to hear. But his popularity continues to this day. Today, A Bing's 二泉映月 is a piece which all the great erhu masters play and praise. It has become one of China's national treasures. Its sad beauty paints a picture of the hardship of A Bing's life. And it also shows his optimism and appreciation of life.